Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to a live episode of the Christian Sheepreneur podcast. And I am your host, Angel Santos, course and marketing coach and founder of the Christian Sheepreneur Academy. So excited to be with you today. And today's topic is a really juicy one, and it's what does it take to become the well-paid course creator? And I wanted to talk about this because it's something that I would have liked to know years ago, honestly, years ago, because I didn't. And I feel like, you know, sometimes when you hear different things out there, you hear all you need is, you know, a webinar and you'll get to a 10K month, or you just need, you know, 10,000 people on your email list. And those can work, but those aren't the only ways. And hello for the person joining us live. So I'm kind of here to let you know what it really takes to become a well-paid course creator, because I feel like a lot of people who are highly successful course creators won't probably tell you some of these things until you're in their program. They'll tell you enough to get you maybe really excited. And there's nothing wrong with that excitement, don't get me wrong, because obviously, as a course coach, I am a huge fan of courses. I personally believe everyone, why would you not utilize like courses in your business? Or anyways, I won't get into that today, but I'm a huge advocate of courses. And so that's why I'm going to share what it really takes to become one. And if you want to know like why you should create a course, I have videos on that, because that's a whole other topic. Okay. And I'm going to do my best not to turn my head, because for those of you who will understand this, it's not finished yet. Okay. So I haven't finished. Okay, cool. So first I want to start off with a quick story. Okay. To let you know my first experience, because I still remember, and I hope I will never forget, because it's really easy. Or let me say this, you can get comfortable, you know, once you've sold courses a while, and it's like, oh yeah, I made this much today, or oh, I made this, and oh, I had this kind of lunch, and oh, thank you, Jesus. But I remember before there were thousands and before there were hundreds, there was a $27 sale. Okay. So I was out, I think, with my family at the time. And I was out and about, and I got an email. And this was, I think, in 2017. I got an email, and it was from PayPal, and it was a receipt. And I was like, oh, because you know how it is when you have an unplanned purchase that you just don't know about. And you're like, oh, what am I being billed for now? Like, what did I forget to cancel or unsubscribe from? And so I see the receipt and I assume that I have been charged $27. And I'm like, what am I paying for now? What did I buy that I forgot? Because unfortunately that has happened, right? Am I the only one who gets the Amazon box and like, what's in here? Okay. So I open the email and I read it and I'm like, Christian Academy, That's me. It took me a few, thank you for the likes. It took me a few minutes to realize this is not a bill. You just had your first sale of a digital product. And I was like, I just made money. And don't get me wrong, I had made money from coaching, from selling websites, right? But I always had expected it, right? Like you do the thing and then for the sale. So I had held a conference and, you know, had some clients. I had met with someone, closed a sale, was building your website. So I was used to money coming in that was expected. But what had happened was, this is again, 2017, I had put out a sales page. I had put out a sales page that, and for those of you who don't know, a sales page is like this one page website that people can buy without you doing anything. They can just go and buy, right? And it was a digital product, but I hadn't really promoted it or I hadn't done anything to sell it. So I didn't expect someone to buy it, and someone had found it and bought it. And when I tell you, I was just like, this is not a bill. That was my feeling. This is not a bill. I made money out of digital stuff, right? And so I wanted to share that story to talk about how or what it takes. I always like to say how. I'm such a how girl, but what it takes to become a well-paid course creator, because what it takes, the first thing is really it takes faith. It takes believing that you can sell thin air, right? Because isn't that sometimes what like digital products feel like? It feels kind of like, what exactly am I buying? Like you go in the store, you buy water. It's so easy to hand over the money. It's so easy to understand if you're selling water. Oh yeah, they're going to get this and I'm going to get their money, right? But when you talk about digital products and digital courses, I mean, it's not thin air. Obviously there's work that goes into it, but it's not tangible in the same way as a phone or a book. So it can almost feel like, is someone really going to buy this? Is someone going to pay me for my knowledge? Is someone going to buy information from me? Right? Like have any of you watching, whether you're live or in the watching the replay, which by the way, thanks for joining us live and on the replay. Have you ever wondered that? Like if you don't sell anything online yet, if you don't sell anything purely digital, have you ever kind of thought about it, but you kind of figure like, you know, nobody's going to buy a course for me. No one's going to buy something digital for me. Like, right? Let me tell you, and I know I did. And not even just having the thought of no one's going to buy from me, my thought more so was, it's already people who do that, right? It's already like even back in 2017, because I actually came out of the gate creating courses because I just felt like it was easier for me to have a course that was the backbone of my coaching program, right? To me, it just made it easier for me. So I knew what to do during the sessions. Like it wasn't just like a free for all, like, can I have some order? I like order. I like structure. We have a comment. Oh, okay. Thank you, Rochelle. Rochelle said, yes, I have. Yeah, exactly. And my thoughts were someone is already known for that. Like, you know, which basically was my subconscious saying, because someone else sells it, I can't too, which is so interesting how our minds work. Instead of saying, oh, other people do that, I can do it too, right? A lot of times our brain, especially us as women, will think, oh no, someone else is already in that space, so there's not room for me. Of course, there's room for you. There's room for you for the simple fact that you exist. There's only one you. You have different experiences. You have a different frame of reference. You have a different style. You have a different personality, right? I'm a little quirky. I'm very upbeat. I'm very cheerful. I'm very feminine. I'm not going to be for everyone, right? And you're not going to be for everyone, but that's beautiful because the people who you feel like are already big and maybe whatever it is you do, they're not for everyone either. But we're all specifically for the people that God has called us to serve. So that's the beauty of it, right? It's not about competing. It's not about being like anyone else. It's just about being yourself and serving your people. So the first thing it takes to become a well-paid course creator is the faith that you can actually do it. For years, I was hesitant to call myself a course coach because other people and blah, 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 blah. But once I gave myself permission to, it felt so good. And it was so much easier to do other things. So the first thing that you need to have is faith. You honestly just have to believe you can. And not to say that belief has to be like, you know, you're just doing affirmations every day, but like faith enough to, leads us into step number two. You have to have enough faith, enough belief that it could be possible for you. Even if you still can't picture it, just have enough faith to believe it could be possible for you to where you take action. I'm going to have to actually speed up because I have a something in 10 minutes. Okay. So the second thing is action. You have to be willing to actually do something. Okay. Not just visualize, not just feel like, oh, okay. Yeah, maybe I could actually take steps toward, you know, creating your course, creating your audience, all the tangible things. So it starts on the inside and then that inner belief, that inner faith should manifest to outside actions. The third one is accountability. It's great, even if you're watching this live, you know, or you're watching this later on YouTube or listening to the podcast, you might be thinking, okay, yeah, I can do this, right? And that's great. And maybe you even write down like a few ideas, you start brainstorming. But if you don't have the accountability to make sure you keep taking actions, then unfortunately, you can be watching a live from me 6 months from now, a year from now, and people unfortunately have messaged me, I started my course 6 months ago, just haven't did anything else. Accountability is important because when things are out of sight, they're out of mind. We're all women. We have full lives. A lot of you work full time still, right? You have your family obligations, church obligations, you have things on your schedule. And of course, even though once you have it, it can be used to free up so much of your time, it won't work if you don't do the work, right? So having a layer of real accountability to make sure you are steadily, consistently taking actions to create your course, put out your course, improve your course, sell more of your course, help people with your course, free up your time, you have to have that accountability element. The fourth one is direction. Thank you for the likes and hearts, everyone. The fourth one is direction, right? There comes a point. So we all have things that we are an expert in. I'm an expert in courses. I'm an expert in marketing, right? And starting an online business. That's what I can do that so quickly. Like I can start a new business in less than a day. Trust me, I've done it before. I'll do it in a challenge because I like starting businesses. It's a gift. It's what I enjoy. I'm a geek. Okay. We all have things that we really enjoy and that we are really good at, but then we all have weaker areas too. Okay. I'm super persistent, but I need support being consistent, right? That's why I have various coaches. Oh, Rochelle said, yep, that's me. Whole course created and unmarketed. See what I'm saying? You're not alone. I get emails often. You are not alone. But please, in 2022, there are people waiting on you. There are people whose lives will be improved by your program. And I'm saying that to Rochelle, and I'm saying that to all of you, right? The reason I have mentors in area that I'm weaker because I want to be stronger, right? I was raised, my father is a pastor, so I was raised to serve, not sell. And even though I clearly understand now that selling is helping people, I have a money coach, I have a money mentor because it's a journey. Transformation is a journey. And if I'm left to my old thoughts, then it can be easy for me to become the best kept secret because I will default to that old nature versus stepping more and more into the person I have become to be a successful coach and course creator, right? So that direction is important. And when I say you need direction and whatever you're weaker in, right? Maybe you're really good at content, but you're not like creating your content, but you don't know how to actually film it or edit it or build the course site, right? It's important to get the direction that you need to keep taking those actions, right? And the right order will save you a lot of time. And the last one is consistency. And let me tell you, I'm naturally persistent, but not consistent. So it's a journey, but every successful course creator I know is consistent in doing the things that you need to do to be successful. So what are some of those things? Showing up, right? And it's funny because you might think, oh, I need to be consistent to complete my course. Not really. Like I've sold more courses that I pre-sold first and then I made it. So you don't even have to actually make your course first. And a lot of highly successful, we're talking 6 and 7 figure course creators, they don't even make their program first. They sell it first and then they make it. But you have to be consistent with showing up. If you have an online business, you have to show up online. You don't have to do it every day, but at least every week. And you have to show up as a leader. Like, if you want people to pay you for information, which they will do, you have to show up as someone they can trust, right? They can believe that you can help them, right? So when you're consistent with that visibility, when you're consistent with actually putting out value that attracts people to you, then you'll start, and you're consistent with making offers, right? Then you will start to see the success that you might didn't even realize is possible for you. Courses have been, I told you, I have another video where I talk about the benefits of courses, but I just want to say that in times like even these, like holiday seasons or times when, well, I'll just say this, I don't want to say it because I'll get emotional. A few years ago, my mom was rushed to the emergency room because she was unresponsive. And I'm talking like this because I don't want to cry. And I remember walking out of the hospital, just talking to God. And I don't remember what I said. I just remember he put like this incredible peace in my heart. And he reminded me of just different miracles he did in the Old Testament. I remember there were miracles from the Old Testament. And he just put in my heart that he's the same. He's the same God that did those miracles. So no matter how the situation went, I had comfort because I know what he can do. Does that make sense? He didn't like tell me what he was going to do. He just gave me comfort of what he can do. So I went back in. We were there all night. She did wake up. Thank you, Jesus. And she was in the hospital. It was a lengthy recovery. We were there for a couple of weeks. And if I had had a business that was like dependent on one-on-one coaching only, it would have been really hard for me to show up for my people every day when my heart was at the hospital, right? But because courses are such a big part of my business, I was able to be at the hospital and still do work from the computer, but still be there with my dad and my family at a time that was really important. And I feel like, isn't that the point of our businesses? One, to help people, but also to help us, to help give us time and freedom to spend on the things that matter. You know, sometimes I feel like we get so busy working on our business that we forget that we're building it to spend time with our family. So courses are the absolute best business model, in my opinion. And I highly encourage you in 2022 to become not just a course creator, but a well-paid one, because you deserve it. Exactly. I have to go. I have something starting now. But for those of you who are looking for support in creating and selling your course, I have a program called the Course Creation Academy. It is now enrolling with some super juicy bonuses. So if you want more info, thank you, Yolanda. Rochelle said God is faithful. Yes, he is. He's amazing. And Yolanda Sapphire, thank you so much for joining live. I have to go. If you want support, let me know. I would love to have you in the academy. That's it for today, everyone. Bye.